With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A blast of snow, ice, and strong winds have stirred up dangerous travel conditions in portions of the central U.S. as many feel the wrath of the storm.
There's about 63 million people under some type of winter weather advisory, warning, or watch now. And again, it's from pretty much from Nebraska, Kansas, eastward into the East Coast. So it's a fairly highly impactful event across a large part of the country and affecting a large amount of people.
Bob Orovec with the National Weather Service.
In the wake of the storm as it pushes off the East Coast, it's going to be cold across a good part of the country for the next few days. Temperatures are definitely going to be below average from the middle part of the country to the East Coast. Above average temperatures are forecast from the west of the Rockies to the West Coast.
Also at SRNnews.com, the counting and certification of the electoral vote of the 2024 election will take place tomorrow in the U.S. Capitol. Officials have beefed up security on the grounds of the Capitol, including adding patrols, extra officers, and collaborating with outside partner agencies. President Biden blocks the $15 billion purchase of Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel by Nippon Steel of Japan.
This isn't about Japan. This is about U.S. steelmaking and keeping one of the largest steel producers in the United States, an American-owned company.
A new study shows teens are using less drugs, alcohol, and tobacco. An annual survey taken by the University of Michigan since 1975 examined the responses of nearly 24,000 middle and high schoolers across the U.S. More than half of high school seniors reported not using alcohol, marijuana, cigarettes, or e-cigarettes in the past 30 days, which is the most since 2017. This is SRN News. A final note on the 2024 presidential election, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Political analysts are trying to understand why abortion was not a winning issue for Kamala Harris. In fact, the Democratic nominee won the smallest share of women's votes for a presidential candidate of her party since 2004, as women of all stripes cast their votes for President Trump. Democrats were boldly predicting that the repeal of Roe v. Wade would turn female voters against the Republican Party forever, something that simply did not happen. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's been a decade since six South Koreans were detained in North Korea, but there's still no word on whether they're alive. Three are Christian missionaries and the rest North Korean defectors who resettled in the South. The missionaries were all sentenced to hard labor for life after being convicted of plotting to overthrow the North Korean government. Relatives are urging South Korean officials to elevate international awareness of the detainees. This is SRN News. California will start requiring property insurers to increase coverage in wildfire-prone areas. John Scott explains.
This comes after homeowners across the state increasingly struggle to find policies. The state's new rule requires insurers to start increasing their coverage by 5% every 2 years until they hit the equivalent of 85% of their market share. That means if an insurer writes 20 out of every 100 state policies, they'd need to write 17 in a high-risk area. The requirement will take effect within 30 days. Some worry it will increase premiums in California by 40%. John Scott reporting.
New details about the deadly Islamic terror attack in New Orleans on New Year's Day. Investigators say Shamsuddin Jabbar recently traveled to Egypt and Canada. They say he also visited New Orleans twice before the attack using Meta smart glasses to take video. More details at SRNnews.com.